Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the Second Date Update on Y100.
Hey, Roger, you ready to do this?
Man, I'm ready to figure out what happened. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we got your email. This was a wild story to me. Like, really. But before we get started, you really don't know what happened here. Like, are you sure there wasn't a fight you haven't told us about? There wasn't something that's out there? Because this seems like a strong reaction.
No. Really, I have zero clue what's going on here. I mean, I'm as confused as you are, because, I mean, I've never experienced anything like this in my life, actually, so.
Okay. Well, explain how you know Drew for us.
Okay, well, I know her because she's friends with my cousin, or, you know, that's how I met her anyway. And we didn't really start hanging out until I moved up north side. When I bought my new house, I kind of got roped into being the new, you know, gathering place for everyone.
Okay.
Right.
I guess that just kind of, you know, that just comes with having a pool. So we're,
It does. It makes sense.
So we grill out or whatever. She'd come over, kick it with everyone. And yeah, things just kind of went from there. She's cute, you know, and she's kind of a homebody, and which is great for me because, I don't know, either of you bought a new house recently? Or?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Let's see where you're going
Still
with this.
Still trying to recover.
Okay, yes. Well, you know, I don't really have like a ton of going out money with the new mortgage and everything,
yes.
But yeah. I'm the same way. You know, I just like chilling out at the house. It's my jam right now, basically.
Yes, it makes all the sense in the world. So that's where you got interested.
You met
then.
Her at the house.
Yeah, essentially. And the, where do we go from there? Like, did this build for a while?
Yeah, kind of a slower build, I guess. She's stayed over a bunch. We've still been out on a few dates, just in case anyone thinks I turned into a hermit or something. Anyway, she's not my girlfriend yet. I was kind of hoping for it, but it hasn't happened yet.
I see.
Yeah, that's what
I
we
see.
Wanted to get into. So she disappeared, I guess, before you could lock that down, before you could make it happen. I mean, that's a segment, right? But I mean, did she vanish on you, like, in the middle of the date? Is that what I remember
seeing?
Yeah,
yes. It wasn't really a date. She'd come over, you know, to the house to eat dinner. We're going to watch some Netflix, stuff like that. So, you know, I did some grilling. We jumped in the pool for a while and, you know, had an awesome night, guys. Like, it was really a blast. And she had, you know, she'd already planned on staying over. So it's getting late. I'm cleaning up, getting ready for bed. And I guess I kind of lost track of time on my phone for a while. And then I was like, I haven't seen Drew in a minute.
I'm sorry, what?
So I didn't really pay it any mind at first. But then I'm realizing I'm hearing nothing from out in the house. Like, it's completely silent. So I start looking for, I'm checking, you know, the living room, the den, out in the yard. No dice. Then I'm like, okay, bathroom, which I don't really want to bust in there, but I check anyway, and no one's in there. No one's home. So I'm just kind of scratching my head thinking, where the hell did she go? And I look out in the driveway, and I see that her car is gone. So I go, I check again. Her backpack she usually keeps on her is gone also. Yeah, she just bounced. No explanation. No, hey, I got to run. It's an emergency. Nothing.
Look, I have a lot. I have so many questions.
So many questions.
Number one, why would you not have checked the bathroom first? Like, obviously, that would be the first place that you would look, but fine. You didn't hear her drive away.
Yeah.
Like, she got in her car and left and picked up her stuff on the way. What were you looking at on your phone that held your attention for such a long time?
Well, I was cleaning up, too. Like I said, I just kind of lost track on my phone sitting there. I wasn't really paying attention. I mean, I tried to, you know, I mean,
you're paying attention
my
to
first instinct was something obviously wrong here. So I wanted to make sure she was all right. Like, if you're going to sprint out of the house, basically, I'm thinking something really bad must have gone down. So
yeah.
I called her, you know, first thing, but it kept getting kicked to voicemail.
You have confirmed she's like, okay, this wasn't actually a...
No, she was being ignored. She left this house because she was being ignored. That's why she left.
This is just straight up boredom.
Come on.
No, I know she's okay. My cousin said she's been texting with her and she's fine. She just hasn't said anything about me.
Okay, but I obviously...
I don't think she will.
Yeah. No, because she's not... Look, let's solve this. We're going to get Drew on the phone. We're going to talk to her next with Frito and Katie right around 720.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Roger and Drew, sounds like they went on kind of a series of dates.
Yeah.
And then they hung out at the house
a lot of house
so
time.
Not sure how long it had been going on.
Right.
But one day she up and disappears from his house.
Just vanished.
And he's over here thinking, I don't know why. After he admits to being on his phone to the point he didn't notice her leave.
Like, didn't notice a door.
So you didn't notice her, period.
Didn't.
Like,
yeah,
she left because you're ignoring
she
her.
She just did.
I don't even need to talk to her to figure this out. But we will. Because that's the segment.
Why not?
Hey, is this Drew?
Speaking.
Drew, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We're calling you with a prize package today.
Well, I guess everybody likes a prize package, but how can I help you?
Okay.
So it's more how can we help you? So it's a free date night package where you would get to pick everything you'd want to do. We will pay for it. And it'll be with a guy you've been out with before.
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
Oh, no, no. You've been out with him before, and his name is Roger.
Yeah, we picked the guy.
Yeah.
We picked Roger.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, that's a hard no. Hard no. Not interested. Oh,
okay. It sounds like things were at least at some point going well for a while. I mean, what he told us, he thought there was something there. Was that not the case?
Well, it's obviously we're not on the same page for a few things.
Okay. All right. Anything specific?
Yeah. Yeah. He killed my birds. He killed my birds, so I think that's probably a pretty good reason.
He killed your birds?
Well, so technically not my personal birds,
okay,
but
so he
there were some
kill your birds.
But let me explain because I'm really glad to get to explain. I just was feeding them when I was at his house,
okay.
And they were outside, and they had nests above his deck, and they were cute. And then when I went over there the last time, I noticed that they weren't there. And I thought, okay, you know, did they fly the nest? So we had dinner and everything. And so I was cleaning up some trash from the kitchen and I was throwing some stuff away outside and the dead birds were in the trash can. Like my heart just sunk. They had been shot or something.
What?
I don't know why anybody would do. Yes. And they're just birds. Why would anybody do that? It's so unnecessary.
Okay, we're confused. There were dead birds in his trash, and they had been shot?
Yeah, yeah, okay. I can explain this, guys.
Please
hang on,
do.
I can explain this. These birds have been a pain in the butt for a long time. I had to pop them with a BB gun, okay? I had to find somewhere to get rid of them, and I just thought the trash made sense at the time. So.
Roger is on the call?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes. So, dude, what happened?
Can we get the full story?
Yeah, yeah.
That is the full story. You shot the bird.
This is a little uncomfortable to getting into, but there are these finches, you know, barn swallows or whatever they're called, and they're basically all over my deck, and I'm always having to clean it up, and it's nasty. It's disgusting. It's like it piles up so fast, and I've tried all these different ideas to try to scare them away. None of that was working. I took care of the problem. Drew, did I hear that you were feeding those birds? Did you say that?
Yes, some people have a kindness in their heart, Roger. So, yes, they're cute. They had little nests up there. Why would you just kill them? I'm sorry that they crapped on your desk. You know, those are home ownership issues. You can handle it. I would think that you could just clean it up a little bit, you baby.
Look, I don't want birds building nests over my deck and getting bird filth and spreading disease and crap everywhere. I just bought this house. I want to keep the property looking good and disease free. I mean,
disease free, huh? I think you living there is disease enough. The birds didn't know it's your property. The earth doesn't know that. They're just out there. I mean, I would think people would be happy to be living around nature. That's one of the things I liked about being at your house.
Look, I get it. You think they're cute. You love animals, but these are just birds, okay? They're wildlife, and yeah, they were being a nuisance. I tried, okay? I tried everything I did to get them. That was a last resort. Like, one of the first things when I moved was to knock down their nest, but they keep coming back.
You knocked down their nest? What in the is wrong with you? There were baby chicks in there.
It's better than killing them. It's way better than killing them.
Okay. So bottom line, you found the birds, and that's why you just split and cut off all communication.
Well, I think that's reasonable. I found birds that he had shot and thrown
bodies
in the trash can. Disgusting. I mean, cruel, hateful. I don't know anybody that would want to be associated with somebody who does that. It's just, I'm sorry that they were making your deck unsightly. Get out the hose. It just doesn't make sense. It is evil.
I didn't do anything wrong. They're just birds. There are thousands of them.
Correction, there are billions of them.
Okay. They were setting up shop right over where we're all sitting. All my friends, all my family, you're being insane. That doesn't make me cruel or evil. Like, I'm evil because of this.
Okay,
no.
So
yes.
I'm hearing no chance of a second date out of any of this, right? Is that what I'm getting?
Well, what I'm really hoping is that all of San Antonio is listening, and that date, Roger, was your last one, period. So, no, there will be no extra date with me.
No date from you or anyone.
Or anyone.
Anyone.
Okay. Well, guys, I'm sorry this didn't work out for you. Thank y'all for being on the show today. We appreciate it.